Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program is Duffy's Tavern, The Raffle, originally aired in 12/18/46. What are you going to say, Jerry?
That was great. I listen to every week.
You're going to hear it again. Here we go.
It's Wednesday night, so we take it out to Duffy's Tavern with our guest tonight, Joan Bennett, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave meat to eat? Archie the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Tonight, Joan Bennett, the woman in the window. Huh? A mannequin. No, Duffy, on the contrary, she's quite a girlykin. Yeah, Duffy, a terrific assemblage of punkritude. What she got that Mrs. Duffy ain't got? Well, take a look at Mrs. Duffy. Are you looking? Well, what you don't see, Joan Bennett's got. Yeah, she just come back from England. England, it's a little place, just a blarney stone's throw from Ireland. Yeah, she went over there with a bunch of other movie stars, sort of a lend-lease arrangement. Yeah, the English sent us their beefs, and we sent them our hams. Well, Joan is coming down tonight to help me raffle off a diamond Tarara. Huh? Well, it's for Christmas, Duffy, to help feed the needy families of Third Avenue. Let them eat cake. Duffy, a certain party named Marie Antoinette once made that same remark. And leave me remind you, after they stuck her head in a guillotine, she talked a lot different. I'll call you back.
Hey, Miss Archer, how many tickets you figuring you're going to sell for this raffle?
Well, Eddie, that depends a lot on how many people buy them.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice round number.
Yeah. Incidentally, what are you thinking of giving your girlfriend, Sonia Jones, for Christmas?
According to my wallet, a matched set of excuses.
Oh, no dough, huh?
That's right. And with Sonia, no dough, no soap. Them women. Why do they have to be that way?
Well, Eddie, that's been a problem since time was immoral, you know? Anthony had that problem with Cleopatra. Napoleon had it with Josephine.
You mean Josephine was wallet-minded, too?
You've seen pictures of Napoleon with his hand inside his coat?
Yeah.
What do you think he was holding on to? But she loved him, Eddie.
Yeah, but the trouble is, Sonia never studied history.
Oh.
And Napoleon didn't have the competition I got.
Competition, huh?
Yeah, she got one boyfriend that makes perfume, a jeweler. Then there's another one.
Just a second. If she's got all them boyfriends, why do you bother to give her anything?
Because I'm number three on the list, and I don't want to lose my rating.
Well, why don't you buy one of these raffle tickets? If you win, you can give her the diamond Tarara.
That phony hunk of ice?
Well, does she have to know it's phony?
I forgot to tell you, she got another boyfriend that's a glass cutter.
Well, don't leave it esprit your decor, Eddie. By the way, did you get the Christmas tree out of the back room yet?
Yeah, that hat is there in the corner. I hope it don't get arrested for indecent exposure.
Yeah. Don't look as good as it did last year, does it?
No. And last year, it didn't look as good as the year before.
Turned a little brown around the gills. What can we do with it, Eddie?
Well, we could put a fence around it.
A fence?
Yeah. You know what the old saying, that things on the other side of the fence look greener.
Cut the jokes, Eddie. We can fix it up. We'll camouflage it with some of last year's decorations.
Yeah, but what are we going to use to camouflage the decorations?
Don't worry, Eddie. There's a lot of things around here we could use to hang on a tree.
Hello, Art.
Oh, hello, Finnegan. You sold any tickets for that raffle yet?
No, Art. And I've been to every house on the block.
Well, have you been off the block?
Art, for years.
Well, Look, what do you do when you go from house to house?
Oh, well, I knock on the door, and when they open it, I say, I'm Clifton Finnegan.
Yeah. What's the reaction?
The usual. Raised eyebrows and a slight gasp. Then they try to slam the door on me.
Then what do?
I use me head, Art.
Oh.
Yeah. I stick me foot in.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah, sometimes. Other times I use me foot and stick me head in.
Oh. How does that work?
Well, that's better. That way it don't hurt so much.
Finnegan, sticking your foot and your head in, I can see that you ain't using salesmanship.
Salesmanship?
Yeah, you see, to be a salesman, the first thing you got to do is to flatter the people.
Flatter them, huh?
Yeah, you know, for example, when the door opens, you should smile and you say, well, I didn't know a gorgeous creature like you was going to answer the door.
Arch, I tried that.
What happened?
The guy slugged me.
Well, you talked out of turn. That's another thing. You see, the smart salesman lets the other guy do all the talking.
I tried that too, Arch. One place I went into to sell the tickets, it happened the guy was also a salesman.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I was cagey. I laid back and I let him do all the talking.
What happened?
I am now insured against earthquakes.
And not one ticket sold for all of these needy families. Ain't you ashamed of yourself? Now go on out and try it again.
Okay, Arch. And this time I won't leave one stone unturned.
Okay, but don't turn over any rocks. You might find a relative. Now get going.
Okay. Hey, look, Arch. You mind if I leave one shoe here?
One shoe?
Yeah, it'll help me make change.
How?
Well, tickets are a dime, right?
Right.
So, in case a guy hands me a quarter, 10 fingers and 5 toes makes 15 cents change.
But Finnegan, you got 6 toes.
Arch, you forget the sales tax.
A human abacus. Go on now, get going. Oh. Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Huh? Oh, yeah, she's here. Just a minute. Miss Duffy.
Oh, yeah?
A phone call for you. Ridiculous as it sounds, it's a man.
No fooling, gee. Quick, give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Steady, old girl. Steady.
Hello? Miss Duffy speaking. I'd love to. What? Oh, it's you, Papa. Archie, you tricked me.
Yeah, but you was really living there for a minute.
What, Papa? Where was I till 3 o'clock this morning? Well, Papa, yesterday was a busy day.
No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a lot of things to do. Well, first I had my hair curled and...
What'd you do, look in the mirror?
Shut up, you jerk. No, not you, Papa. The other one here. So then I went over to Katrinka Yarbitz's for their house warming. Yeah, they just got a load of coal in. Well, anyway, the party got going, and you know how it is, Papa. Everybody started dancing with each other, and Katrinka and I got sick of just sitting around, so... Well, so we went to the movies. Huh? Look, Papa, I could tell Mama a few things about the other night when you were supposed to be playing poker.
Yeah, I seen him in that game of poker. The chips was very well stacked.
What, Papa? Okay, it's a deal. We'll both keep our big mouths shut.
Miss Duffy, did you and Katrinka enjoy the movies last night?
No, we had a terrible time. Two fellas sitting next to us did nothing but annoy us.
Oh. So where did the four of you go?
Well, it turned out that they were going our way.
So, naturally, they offered to give you a lift.
Naturally. But we warned them that we were nice girls and they'd have to drive us straight home.
Well, so far, you've acted like a perfect lady.
Yes, but they were no gentlemen.
Oh, they didn't drive you straight home.
That was the trouble. They did.
Straight home. I think I know the trouble. Look, when you got into the guy's car, was it standing under a street lamp?
Yeah, I think it was.
That's where you made your mistake. Now, look, Miss Duffy, Joan Bennett's going to be here any minute to raffle off this Terrera for the needy people. And, hey, I wonder if a kiss from a pretty girl would help sell these tickets.
Thank you. I'd love to.
Miss Duffy, the needy ain't that needy. I was referring to Miss Joan Bennett. That's a terrific idea. Joan Bennett kisses the winner, and we'll collect so much dough for the Third Avenue poor people, they'll be coming over here in limousines to thank us.